Yes. Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and fearlessly is the name of the game. First of all, thank you all for participating in this morning's pledging conference, and thank you all those who, in fact, all of you who have spoken and have expressed support in different forms to the work of our organizations. Let me stress from the outset that all contributions that have been announced, big or small, short or long, of any nature, are valuable, are relevant, and are most welcome. So thank you, and thank you also to those that have said that they couldn't pledge yet because of parliamentary approval or other processes in their own systems, and we look forward to continuing to interact with you in the next few weeks and months. I would like, however, to single out the fact that some delegations, some states, have stressed one or more of the characteristics that we really value most in contribution. Of course, those that have pledged more than in previous years, so increased contributions. Those that have pledged an earmarked contribution, many of you, most of you have done so at least for part of their amount. Those that have pledged multi-year contribution, and there's been several, and those, in fact, all of you who have taken made the effort of pledging early amounts, early and substantive amounts, because this is really indispensable to our planning and to our efficiency. So thank you all. I'd really like to single out those that have done one or several of these things in a substantive way: Australia, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Germany, the Republic of Korea, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, and the US. We really would like to thank you and everybody else for having made efforts in those directions that are very much the directions that have underpinned the Grand Bargain and other important processes this year. I'd like to agree with those of you, a few of you, who have stressed the importance of diversifying to the extent possible our donor base. This has been a problem, not a problem, this has been a focus for many years, and I think that we're making progress in that direction. I am very grateful to those of you who belong to different geographical areas, Asia, including China. I'm very grateful for your statement. Countries in Africa, countries in the Middle East, for your pledges. They're very important. They add to the diversity and therefore to the globality of the support that an organization like mine, which is a global organization dealing with a global problem, should avail itself of. Thank you to all, to those, and several have done so, who have stressed the importance of the humanitarian development nexus and have actually explained how they support it. And I'd like to single out in particular Japan and the European Union for having done so in very clear terms, but many others have also pointed in that direction. This is very important for us. Thanks to the host countries, some of which actually have pledged even resources. And we really think that the double contribution, but also the contribution, like I said in my opening, of those that host refugees remains a pillar of the international system to protect and assist refugees. So if I may be repetitive here and again thank all the host countries that are present and also that are not present, your contribution is, like those of donors, extremely important. I'd like to really stress that among host countries, a few, several in fact, Thailand, Kenya, Turkey, I just mentioned a few, have stressed the importance of not only pledging support, financial support, but also of seeking solutions, and have put themselves forward as actors in regional context to pursue those solutions. Thank you for that, because as you know, this is for me personally and for UNHCR comprehensively a very important focus, a very important priority, and we need all the support we can get politically and otherwise in that direction. I'd like to thank those who have informed us that they have paid visit to refugee activities. I recall Japan and the US in this sense, but I'm sure others have done so. This is very important that, you know, donor representatives visit host countries and have from Geneva and gain a better sense of the realities on the ground. This certainly will help very much our work and our efforts to explain the importance of financial and other types of support. I have myself visited many, although not all yet, of the donor countries, and I can also make a pledge here that I will continue to conduct visits and familiarization for the host, for the donor countries, for myself, in order to strengthen partnerships in this sense. Kelly and my other deputies, George and Volker, will also continue to do the same. We are very keen to pursue donor partnerships in a very concrete manner in the months to follow. I'd like to thank the chairperson and the ExCom Bureau and all my staff that have contributed to this event. Thank you very much. Madam Chair, I thank you personally, institutionally, and as the representative of one of our strongest supporters. Really, we look forward to these months of working together. And I also look forward to seeing many of you, if not all of you, Thursday and Friday at the High Commissioner's Dialogue on Protection, which will focus on the theme of children on the move, which so many of you, and very rightly so, have underlined as being one of our main protection challenges and opportunities. Thank you all.